Good morning, Avosei. Let us begin. So we are picking up on page Lamed Vav, the second paragraph on the page. V'amur Rabosin leZichronu leBracha. So the Shai Tshuva actually quotes a beautiful Mishnah. So Rabosin, so the rabbi said, Ben Shishim leZikna, it's going to Mishnah from Berki Avos. Ben Shishim leZikna, for 60 years, he's talking about the different milestones of life. Now, whereas the Mishnah does not start at 60, the Shai Tshuva is Dafka speaking about starting about 60. Because remember, again, in this particular section, so the Shai Tshuva is talking about the idea, what he called the Derech Hasheni, that when a person reaches old age, so that should already begin to be a wake-up call, that a person has to address how they're living, a person has to examine how they're what they're doing with life, and figure out what course-correcting activities are necessary. So now he quotes this beautiful Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ben Shishon Lezikna, at the age of 60, so the age of 60 is the beginning of old age. Right, beginning of old age isn't a bad thing, right? It's better than the alternative, right? So, ben shishim lezikna, ben shivim leseva. Now, remember again, zikna and seva kind of translate the same way as old age, but seva is advanced age, I guess we would call it. So, shishim would be old age, and shivim is advanced age. Ben shmona megvura, but yet interestingly enough, at the age of 80, that's when a person comes to full strength. Again, we'll discuss what that means. Ben tishim lasuach, by the age of 90. 90 is lasuach. Now, lasuach literally means to converse. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basad lefnosar. We're going to see, but it's a type of conversation that actually really means, tefillah, prayer. So lasuach. When a person reaches the age of 100, it's as if they have already died and left the world. Now again, we'll discuss exactly what all of these mean. So what did Chazal mean when they said this Mishnah? So he says, the entire point of this Mishnah is to go ahead and teach us about the concept of tshuva. I'll just say, by the way, you should know, you know, Rav Kook writes this in his introduction to Or HaTshuva. So he says, Or HaTshuva, he says that tshuva is one of the concepts upon which everything is predicated. He says tshuva is a foundational pillar of Jewish existence. And therefore he says every single concept that we have in Judaism traces its way back to tshuva, which is an incredible idea if you think about it. Every single thing that we have in the realm of spirituality, somehow Rav Kook posits, is to facilitate tshuva. Because again, what's the ultimate goal in life? The ultimate goal in life is to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal. That goal has many different applications and manifestations, but that's the goal. We start with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the goal is to make our way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Shai Tshuva says, oh, of course, this Mishnah is teaching me about tshuva. So how is that so? Shiach Shuva Adam Al-Kit, so I give him a zikna. The goal over here is, as what Chazal is teaching us, is that a person gets older, they should begin to think about tshuva. Shiach shavad amakitzo, a person should begin to think about his end when he begins to get to an advanced age. That is actually a very profound statement. It's teaching us that if a person, for some reason, has not merited to think about their end in their youth, I should at least think about my end in my old age. What does this mean? The goal in life is to always keep in mind the end, right? The goal, even when I'm a young man, the goal is to remember that at some point in time I'm going to leave this world and I'm going to have to give accounting for my life before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have to figure out ultimately again how to get my life in order. Just the nature of people is such that often we don't, and again, what's the idea behind that is not to chas v'shalom be morbid. That's not the goal. The goal is the knowledge that life is a finite, non-renewable resource. The knowledge that I have to give accounting before God for the way I live and for what I do is the ultimate catalyst for tshuva and for change. But often the way it works is people don't necessarily go ahead and think about this during their youth. So if a person doesn't think about it in their youth, at least a person should think about it in their old age. V'achare ki karva lavo ito, as a person's end begins to near, ya'azov chafzei agufa tavoso v'itakei nafsho. A person should stop making the pursuit of physical or earthly pleasures his primary pursuit, and instead should focus on fixing or elevating his soul. And when a person reaches old age, Yosef Lagarish Milibo Inyana Olam. It's actually an interesting idea. The older I get, my goal is the more I should distance myself from the material. What does this mean? That the older I get, hopefully the wiser I become. And the wiser I become, the more I understand that the essence of life is nothing to do with materialism. But again, I can enjoy the materialism, I can have the materialism, but that's not the goal. That's not the goal. Rather, a person should distance themselves from material things. Again, not in terms of becoming an ascetic, not in terms of living a life of privation. It's talking about an emphasis here. And a person should turn himself inward towards spirituality. And the less life I have in front of me, the less life I have, meaning the older I get, the more I should diminish my preoccupation with the material. And a person should focus himself to contemplate in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to think about his soul, and to fix his attributes, and to go ahead and seek out Torah and Mitzvos. So what does it mean when it says that at the age of 90, at the age of 90, a person should go ahead and converse? Humiloshon yishpoch sicho lasuach basada kimo shepirshu b'sinu zichron levracha Yitzchak tikein tefilas mincha shenemar vayitzi Yitzchak lasuach basada. What does this mean? Ki achay sheigil tishim rohi lo lihios kol isko betfilos ubetihilos Hashem v'lasiach b'nifla osav. What it means is that after a person reaches the age of 90, that's when a person should become especially preoccupied with prayer. Right? That's the time from the age of 90 and on is when a person should really occupy themselves primarily with tefillah. Now, by the way, it's also an interesting idea. It could also be that maybe it's also only after the age of 90 that we stop having all of the distractions that often go ahead and distance us from engaging in appropriate or meaningful prayer. But the idea is, tefillah represents that dialogue, that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person reaches the age of 90, so they recognize again, they really have to begin preparing themselves in an acute fashion for the journey ahead to the Olam HaEmes. And the way to prepare oneself for that journey, one of the ways, is through tefillah, is through prayer. V'diber Shlomo alav ha-shalom b'inyan yemei ha-zikna. Shlomo ha-melech discusses old age, and he says, Shelo yis'atzel ha-adam b'hai me'avodas Hashem yisbarach. Shmuel urges us to take advantage of old age in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our avodas Hashem. V'amar, b'boker zera ezarecha, page lamed zayin. So in the morning, go ahead and sow your seed. Ula erev al tanach yadecha. And in the evening, do not remove your hand. Ki incha yodea e ze yichshar. Because at the end of the day in life, you do not know which of your actions will yield fruit. Hazeh o zeh. This one or that one. Vim shneihem ke'echad tovin. And if both work, even better. What does this mean? Himshel yimei hayaldos v'ashachros laboker. Shlomo HaMelech compares, he compares the youth. He compares youth. Shachros means the days, you know, when our hair is black. Right? He compares youth, our younger years, to morning. V'yimei hazikna, and our older years, la'erev, to the evening. V'hazera derach mashal l'banim v'talmidim. And the seeding that he's referring to, derach mashal, is talking about our children and our students. K'mo sh'amru v'silin z'chron l'vracha, as the Imam Masechet Yevama says, Nosa isha b'yalduso, yisa isha b'ziknuso, ha'amid talmidim b'yalduso, ya'amid talmidim b'ziknuso, ki'ulai yatzlichu b'nei hazikunim b'torah mitzvos b'nei hanurim, v'china talmidim asher ya'amid b'ziknuso, ulai yatzlichu min harishonim, o yiyu ke'achatovim. So actually, he's quoting over here the Gemara from Masechet Yevama that discusses the dynamic of Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva spent a lifetime going ahead and building up talmidim, and then Nebuch, all of them died. But in that moment when he lost all of his talmidim, what did he do? He found the courage to go ahead and rebuild. He found the courage to go ahead and reestablish a new group of talmidim. So the Gemara uses that as a paradigm. For sometimes the efforts of our youth do not necessarily yield the fruit that we thought they would. So a person has to have the courage to go ahead and continue to plant and continue to build, even in their old age. That no matter what stage of life I'm in, be it in my youth or be it in my older years, a person has to be growth-oriented, and a person has to figure out how to continue to plant, how to continue to seed, and how to continue to grow. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in Mir Tashem, page Lamed Zayin, second paragraph in Mir Tashem tomorrow.